4 CBA Mobile.
And 4 DDC.
This is KB4 CBA. Name here is David. Give me the last three. Give me your suffix, please. I missed that.
Name is Rich, and it's Victor Delta Charlie.
VDC. Okay. Well, good deal. So, how are you doing this afternoon?
Bad. I pressure cleaned the back steps. They were kind of slippery when they were wet. Good to get the slime off. Now I'm heading to Ace and the liquor store.
Ace could be another antenna store for ham radio operators. It's and other things. I enjoy going in Ace Hardware, I tell you. In fact, I was in there yesterday. I ordered a lock for my roll top desk, and it'll be here tomorrow.
Lots of fun stuff in there. Let's see. I believe I've heard that you're on 80 meters. Is that true?
I like to check in when I can on the 80 meter net, sideband net on 3915, and it's 7 o'clock every night, and then, but you'll usually catch me on either 20, 40, or 80 meters. I was on last night about 10:30, but I can't remember. I'd have to go look at my log, but I made some contacts, just, you know, nothing jump up and down about, but just some guys in the States here.
Pretty good long distance, talking overseas and in the States. But like to try some local stuff. The 80 meters would work.
I've got a ICOM 7300, and it just, you know, I'm just using 100 watts. And I've got a Carolina Wyndham antenna, and it seems to work very well. I've talked to Barcelona, Spain. I've talked to St. Petersburg, Russia. So it's done pretty well for me.
Using a G5RV and ICOM. Oh shoot! Didn't know there was going to be a test. 814. I'm looking to get the 7300. As soon as the bank account fills up. But, yeah, I've talked all over Germany, Italy. Seems to work pretty well.
What kind of radio and antenna are you using?
The G5RV dipole, 102 feet. And, I think it's an ICOM 813. I may have that number wrong.
And after it sits there for a while, you it just becomes, you know, part of the decor, and you know it's your HF rig, but not necessarily the number. In fact, I'm not sure this rig. I think it's a 207. It's the old 2 meter 440 rig that they used to make. It has a detachable face, and it's convenient, so I can put the radio under my seat. And I can remember the days when we had to mount them under the dash, and that was fun. Or mount them somewhere. I've seen them mounted in several places in the car, but you just do what you got to do.
Mine's mounted under the dash, but I got a pickup truck, so plenty of room. Drilled a hole through the roof and got a quarter wave antenna there, and them all mount. Haven't found a decent gain antenna that I like up there yet, but the quarter wave works fine. Good for 2 meters and 440.
Well, that's good. I can remember the days when I had my old Asden 4000. It was just 2 meters, and I was mostly mobile with it, and I had two cars, and I had a slide mount. I bought two of them, and so that way I could just slide it, unbolt the antenna, unbolt the power, and I could slide it out of that car and then slide it into the mount in the other car and, you know, hook up the antenna and power and just use it in there too. So that's the way I overcame having to buy two radios, because at the time I couldn't afford two ham radios. I wasn't even thinking about it. HF back then. That was back in the middle 80s.
My first mobile rig was a GE with tubes in it, two channel. I used to work on two-way radios, so I was able to piece together commercial radios to have in the truck. Now I got transistors. They're amazing.
Oh, yeah. I take one apart now, I look at it, and I go, If I don't see something fried, I just put it back together. I mean, I look it over good, but they're not quite as easy as they used to be to work on. And what was I going to tell you? My do you run an amp on your setup, or are you barefoot?
But I can, it's 100 watts. I can do anything I want with it. I'm going to do any kind of addition. I'll do antenna this way. I gain both ways, transmit and receive. And never had any problem talking. And I used to work on marine radios too. It was always fun to tune their marine sideband over onto the ham frequency, talk to Europe, and the captain would be very surprised that the radio that he said doesn't work would do that.
That, of course, there's a lot I don't know. I'm always learning about ham radio, and I met a guy through a buddy of mine, Phil, I can't think of Phil's call. Golly. NGU is a suffix, and I can't remember the prefix right now. But anyway, Phil talked to this guy, and he was giving away a old cubic. What was that thing called? Well, anyway, it's sitting over at the house. Cubic Astro 103. And it has the matching power supply. And another guy had given me a nice tuner. And he had put these big fans on the back of both of the units, the radio and the power supply, to keep them cool. And he wound up giving that stuff to me because at the time I couldn't afford an HF radio.
Do what you can. I think my first HF was Atlas 210. That worked okay. But those marine radios are nice because you always can tune them on to ham. They're not using them too much anymore. It's still required if the vessel goes, let's see, I think 12 miles offshore, but and carrying passengers. But most of the time they're not even used.
What band are they transmitting on normally?
They have specific channels, and it's in number of channels on each band, which is, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 12, 16, and 22 megahertz.
Sounds interesting. Now, so was that AM or FM? Well, that would have to be, well, it could be either one.
Sideband.
Oh, okay. I got a phone call from my sister. Let me take this, KB4CPA.
Okay, I'm in front of Ace. I'm going to run in, so it'll be a while before I'm back out. N4VDC.